This is the Drama Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 4. Okay, let's first look at how these roles play out when we're habitually in one of them as opposed to just taking up this role in a potential or actual conflict situation. Over the next three sessions, we'll explore each of these roles. The victim role, like the rescuer one, is one that feels like a good role. It involves feeling and acting helpless, powerless, frustrated, resentful, obliged, ashamed, guilty, trapped, and more. Even though they aren't or they don't slash didn't have to undertake a course of action that could lead to them becoming victimized. There's a status quo of feeling stuck and or crappy. Whether it's because they relinquish agency and so feel out of control of themselves and their circumstances so that they can be rescued, or because they seek to be seen as wronged, treated unfairly, or as if they have the moral high ground. They've likely been a victim of neglect, deprivation, or abuse in the past, where they've become used to having unmet needs. Keep in mind that, for example, neglect or deprivation, so going without on a systematic basis, doesn't always look like latchkey kid or no shoes, and can result from a parent being emotionally absent, not being physically there, or not taking an active role, especially at key and possibly very painful times in their life. It can, for instance, be the result of overwhelm in the family due to whatever circumstances they were going through as a unit. And, of course, children don't understand that and still have emotional needs. The role, like any role, is their way of trying to covertly meet unmet needs, even though in the grander scheme of things, they're neglecting their true emotional needs through the actions and choices that aren't rooted in self-care. Whether we're consciously aware of it or not, when we're in this role, we tend to take up positions, literally and figuratively, that allow us to remain at a level of low self-worth, or that allow us to, certainly in the short term, feel cared for in a way that we've always craved. We might make noises about changing certain things, but feel afraid of making those same changes, as such, expecting someone else to step in with rescuing, and then eventually resenting them for our loss of control. It will, even though, again, we may or may not be aware of it, reflect a familiar dynamic. For instance, when I talk to people about where else they felt or behaved in this way, or where they learned to be this way, it's because it's what they did around the people they grew up around, or it's making up for something from the past that they're trying to correct. This means we're likely to partner up with people, romantically and otherwise, where they are the authority, and we end up feeling, at best, taken advantage of, or at worst, abused. Or we might feel patronized, belittled, and like a child, even though their direction or attitude initially seemed caring. We're looking for a savior when we're in the victim role. It's an attempt at a shortcut to, for example, feeling safe and secure that causes us to feel worse. The role leads us to unfulfilling interpersonal relationships where we gradually feel resentful about being the rescuer's victim, especially if it becomes obvious that the rescuer wants and in fact needs the status quo to continue. In the next session, I'll break down the rescuer role.